Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is not Michael Collins Piper, and this is not a repeat of last week's show. I am your special guest for tonight, to the disappointment of some, and maybe to the delight of a few. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Mike Piper tonight. Mike has a, what sounds to be like a bad head cold, living in D.C., I guess that this is something that is common there. You know, I didn't really realize how an unhealthy environment it is in D.C. until I went and visited there in June, stepping off the plane. It was amazing. I haven't experienced that kind of heat and humidity and dirty air, ladies and gentlemen, in the last 6 years since I've been living out west. And so I think that living on a in a city that was built on a swamp living in all that smog and all the rest of it is probably what has got Mike sick these days. And so for whatever reason, he decided that I would be a good person to fill in for him. I haven't figured out why, but he's the boss, and so we're just going to go ahead. We're just going to go ahead and do what he says. Anyway, of course, as you know, the big news is that the conference in Southern California is coming up. The No More Wars for Israel conference will be taking place over the weekend of October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. I'm getting a lot of emails from people wanting to know exactly where it's being held. And as I've said before on this program and on other programs, we have to keep it kind of quiet for now, ladies and gentlemen, because the usual suspects are up to their usual business out there of sneaking around, asking questions, making threats, doing what they can to try to frustrate or even shut down this gathering, this expression of free speech and freedom of assembly. And so we have to kind of keep it quiet for now, but be rest assured that I will let all of you know in due time where the conference is going to be held. I'm pleased to announce that we have added some new names to the list of speakers who are going to be there. The one that excites me the most, of course, is my good friend Joe Cortina. Those of you who listen to Mike's show will remember Joe as being somebody who was a guest on his show back, I think it was around April or May. Joe came up here to North Idaho to visit with me and my family for a couple of days, and while he was here, he spoke up at Pastor Dave Barley's church in Sandpoint, Idaho, gave a fantastic speech. Joe, of course, was an officer in the Green Berets back during the Berlin Wall crisis, and he spent some time in Israel. He saw firsthand what this great experiment in Jewish self-rule is really like, and the picture that he paints versus the picture that we hear minute by minute on the mainstream news, they do not jibe. And so Joe is going to be speaking at the conference. As I mentioned last week, Phil Turney from the USS Liberty is going to be there. A lot of really good people. We spent some time going over the list and choosing who we thought was going to be appropriate in terms of speaking at this conference. And I think that we're going to have one heck of a good gathering, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm looking forward to seeing as many of you there as are capable of coming. I thank all of you also. I thank all of you who have been contributing in terms of donations and just moral support. It really does go a long way. Well, I hear that music, which means we're going to our first break, and when we come back, we will be going to some of the day's news that I have found to be of particular interest. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only irreplaceable Michael Collins Piper. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, before the break, we were going to go to some news stories that I found to be of particular interest. Now, before I get started on this, I am sure that there are at least some of you out there who consider this program, consider me, consider my Piper, whatever, to be single-minded, I guess is the best word to say, if you're using this, too single-minded on this, and that we concentrate on Zionism, the situation in the Middle East, American foreign policy, blah, blah, blah. But as it stands, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this, yes, I know that in this country, we are facing many problems on many fronts. But as of right now, and I don't want to sound too much like a Chicken Little, but as of right now, this is the problem that poses the most serious threat to our, the most serious existential threat, to borrow a word that is used often when discussing the Middle East and in particular Israel. Her various mouthpieces are always talking about the existential threat. Of course, this is code word, ladies and gentlemen. This is the kind of stuff that that Israel's spokesmen use in mobilizing and motivating their foot soldiers to go out there and to start screaming about the fact that the Holocaust, the new Holocaust, is right around the bend. It's going to pop up at any moment. And therefore, everybody needs to rally around the leaders, whoever the leaders may happen to be at that time. Now, I agree. I would agree with anybody out there who says that the, you know, there are other things to discuss. Yes, that is true. There are other things to discuss. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves fighting three wars in the Middle East, the one in Afghanistan, the one in Iraq, and the one in Pakistan. Of course, we don't hear much about that war in Pakistan, but it is being fought nonetheless. We are involved in it. The fact that our news media may not be covering it very much doesn't mean that there isn't a very real hot war taking place. And, of course, all of this is going to be dwarfed sometime soon if and when we find ourselves going to war against Iran, which I don't think is that any reasonable person who's watching the events as they're unfolding right now would suggest that this is something that we're not going to see in the sometime in the near future. And so this is the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, I focus on this, because right now this is the thing that poses the greatest existential threat to us as Americans. And, of course, I'm not just talking about the physical threat to us as Americans. I'm talking about the cultural and the political threat as well. You see, this is one of the things that we plan to bring out at this upcoming conference, this No More Wars for Israel conference. Of course, on a superficial level, everybody, when they hear the word war, they think about bombs falling and bullets flying and whatnot. But as we know, ladies and gentlemen, a sophisticated audience such as all of us are, wars, they have many facets, many fronts, many faces. You know, last week the Senate passed what is commonly known as the hate crimes bill. Okay, Senator Ted Kennedy attached it as an amendment onto the military appropriations budget bill, and it went through. Now, there was hardly a bleep about it, if anything, in the mainstream press. Of course, we did get quite a bit of coverage from it from our good friend Reverend Ted Pike over in Oregon, who has done a wonderful job in covering this thing for the American people and letting them know the danger that lies in this piece of legislation. And this is what I'm talking about when this war for the reign of Zionism over mankind. It takes on all kinds of different faces, all kinds of different fronts. This war to rob us of our abilities as Americans to exercise our rights guaranteed under the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of press, and the freedom of assembly, all of these things are all part of that war, ladies and gentlemen. And so when I hear people say that I concentrate too much on this issue of Jewish power or Zionism or whatnot, I have to remind them that this thing goes far beyond what is simply taking place in countries such as Iraq or Afghanistan, Pakistan, or Iran. It is much deeper, it is much more organic than that, ladies and gentlemen, because if these people have their way, you have to keep in mind that this is just one part of their plan. It is something that I have maintained now for many years, that what is really going on here is that you have a small group of people who are absolutely hell-bent upon undoing 2,000 years of cultural progress. And by that, I'm talking about all of the progress that has been made since the infusion of Christian principles into what we call Western society. This has been something that has been brewing for a long time. They had the opportunity 2,000 years ago to snuff this revolutionary movement known as Christianity out. They would have done it. Obviously, they tried to do it, but did not succeed. And what we are seeing take place today is nothing but an extension of that battle that was not finished 2,000 years ago. And so, I guess what I'm saying here is be patient with me. Just sit back and listen. Of course, I'm always willing to listen as well. But keep in mind that there's much more going on. When we talk about the problems that we're facing as Americans politically and culturally, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, it can all be tied back to the same tiny group of troublemakers who are absolutely intent upon robbing us of every one of the freedoms that we have known, we, meaning those of us living in this thing known as the Christian West, have known now for these last 2,000 years. And in that vein, as I said, I have some interesting stories that I was perusing today. The first of which I came across was one covering the comments that Senator John McCain issued recently, where he said that he would prefer that the U.S., the next U.S. president, be Christian rather than Muslim. Now, of course, a lot of the Christian Zionists out there and whatnot, of course, they would applaud for this. And, of course, this is the reason why McCain said it, is that he's trying to draw a distinction between him and Rudy Giuliani, who, as far as by any objective standards of what's considered Christian behavior, Rudy Giuliani doesn't possess any of these characteristics that we would consider to be Christian. So McCain making a statement like this, that he would rather the next president be Christian rather than Muslim, he's obviously doing this to try to pull some of the support away from Giuliani for himself. I have a different take on this, ladies and gentlemen. When we look back, particularly at the last century, and we look at men such as Roosevelt and even men such as Truman, I know there are a lot of people out there who probably have good feelings about Harry Truman, but the fact of the matter is that he was the president who signed off on dropping two atomic bombs on two Japanese cities that had no military value whatsoever, and killed, when all was said and done, over 500,000 people. Okay, you have men such as Lyndon Johnson, who called himself a Christian. You had George Herbert Walker Bush, who initiated the first war against Iraq, and who was responsible for implementing these UN sanctions that led to the death of over 500,000 innocent Iraqi children. You had Bill Clinton, who called himself a Christian, and who sat by as these 500,000 Iraqi children were being starved of food and medicine and whatnot, in addition to the bombing campaign that took place in the country of Yugoslavia, where people today are still dying because of unexploded cluster bombs and the depleted uranium. And, of course, we have George Bush II today, who is responsible now for the deaths of at least 1 million Iraqis, who calls himself a born-again Christian. By contrast, ladies and gentlemen, we have men such as the president of Iran, who was here last week in the United States, who's not a Christian, who's a Muslim. He hasn't killed anybody. He hasn't poisoned the countries around him with depleted uranium. He hasn't been responsible for bringing sanctions against nations that led to the starvation and the disease and the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people. If I had to pick somebody for president these days, ladies and gentlemen, and of the possible candidates, I had those who came forward and said, they said, vote for me, I'm a Christian. And yet, they would sit by and allow this horrible thing to continue that's taking place in the Middle East, versus somebody who wasn't a Christian, or even, God forbid, some people might say, God forbid, a Muslim. I probably would pick a Muslim, ladies and gentlemen. The Muslims that I've gotten to know in the last couple of years have been the most decent people that I've known. By contrast, some of the worst people that I've gotten to know in the last couple of years, particularly as it pertains to this war, have been those who could call themselves Christians. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only irreplaceable Michael Collins Piper, who is getting some much-needed rest. You know, I told Mike, since I know that he's into alternative therapies, he doesn't like medicine, and I don't blame him, ladies and gentlemen. But since he's into alternative therapies, I told him that I had a cure-all for what not only what was making him sick tonight, but probably for any disease. I don't care how dangerous or deadly or terminal it is. If you ever find yourself with any kind of sickness that just, no matter what you do, that it won't go away, all you need to do is just to sit down in front of the TV and start scanning through the cable channels. You know that it's a surety that you're going to find Alan Dershowitz on one of those channels pontificating and grandstanding. And all you have to do is just sit there for a few minutes, and pretty soon, whatever sickness it is that you have, I don't care how horrible it is, pretty soon it'll get so sick of listening to Alan Dershowitz that it'll leave your body just to get away, and then you'll be cured. Anyway, one more comment that I have here on McCain and his comments about the next U.S. president should be a Christian. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the only reason why the Jewish press in the United States is not screaming bloody murder over this is because McCain is an absolute poodle for the Jewish lobby and for Israel. If this were Ron Paul or any other candidate seeking office, saying, I prefer the next president be a Christian, and yet he were not a supporter of Israel. Can you imagine the screeching and shrieking that would be taking place on the part of the Jewish media? How dare you suggest that in this country where we're supposed to have this separation of church and state, how dare you suggest that the next president should be a Christian, blah, 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 blah. That's what we would be hearing, ladies and gentlemen, if it were anybody except John McCain. So that's just something to keep in mind. The next story that I found of particular interest this week was the one that came out of British press, of all places. Of course, why would we expect our own American press to be covering something like this? There were comments that were made by a gal by the name of Deborah Kagan. Now, unless I'm mistaken, ladies and gentlemen, the name Kagan is a Jewish name. It probably is a shortened form of something similar to the name Kaganovich. Of course, you history buffs, you Soviet era history buffs, will understand that the name Kaganovich, this was the name of Stalin's brother-in-law, who was responsible for murdering quite a few people, quite a few Christians there in Soviet Russia. Anyway, Ms. Kagan, she is Deputy Assistant Secretary for Coalition Affairs to the Defense Secretary himself, Robert Gates. And at a recent meeting in the Pentagon where she was speaking with some British ministers of parliament, she came out and admitted that she hates all Iranians. Okay, hates all Iranians. Now, as I was saying last week, ladies and gentlemen, and as I was saying Saturday on the show that I did with my good friend Hisham Talawi, there's this thing known as diplomacy, and there's this thing known as decorum. It used to be part of the American political system. You could count on our presidents and our diplomats and others to maintain this thing known as decorum and to be diplomatic in their language, okay? This is done simply so for reasons of good politics, ladies and gentlemen. You see, that's the thing. We're supposed to be an advanced, enlightened nation that doesn't engage in things like this. Now, I'm not surprised that somebody such as Ms. Kagan would say something like this, because as Jesus once said in speaking about his own enemies, he said, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The thing that I find curious about this, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that the powers that be, and by that I mean the people in our political establishment, who are truly pulling the reins of power behind the scenes, they are confident that the situation, the circumstances in this country, whatever you want to call it, are such that they no longer need to hide under their rocks anymore, that they can come out in the open and that they can say what they want, and they don't have to worry too much about the backlash that may ensue, you see. That's why I find this story of particular interest, is the fact that it's like Ariel Sharon's comments a few years ago, where he said, don't worry about American pressure on Israel. The Jewish people control America and the Americans know it. You see, an Israeli leader would never have said anything like this 20 or 30 years ago, because they would have realized that once something like this got out, the American people may take some kind of offense to this, or else it would work in some way of making Americans aware of certain realities that they didn't realize existed before. And there is that music, which means we're going to a break. When we come back, we will go to some more news, and then I'll start bringing up our callers. Hang on, we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper. Mike sounded terrible when I spoke with him tonight. He sounded like he had been beaten up by a gang of thugs, but he'll probably be okay tomorrow. Oh boy. Okay, let's see. We've got two callers I'm going to pull up. Both of them from the great state of Texas, the first of which, I'm sure you can guess, ladies and gentlemen, is our resident philosopher, Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mark.
I'm here, Jim.
Well, when I dialed the phone, I was expecting to talk to his lordship, but I guess I'll have to settle for your eminence.
No, I'm just his evil apprentice. That's what I call myself.
You're a trusty sidekick, as with Al Fuzzy St. John and the old westerns, and there's a million of trusty sidekicks, but you are a trusty sidekick. But anyhow, when you were talking about McCain and his statement about we must have a Christian candidate for president. Who did they think he was going to suggest? A Wiccan or perhaps a Buddhist? Mm-hmm. Hello? They're mm-hmm. only going to have people that they control, which is the Christians, the Catholics, the Protestants, and anybody else. And to some extent in Turkey, the Muslims they control. Why else would Turkey be an ally of Israel?
Yeah, and I would agree with you. And certainly in places, not just Turkey, but Jordan and Egypt, you know, you have the governments there that are firmly in the grip of this creature. And so I would agree with you. I guess for me particularly, Jim, I find it particularly offensive when I hear men such as McCain call, you know, trying to tap into our Christian sentimentalities by saying, oh, I'm a Christian, blah, blah, blah. You know, for me, I find it particularly unnerving and infuriating, you see, because I know that if Jesus were to come back today, he wouldn't have anything to do with the likes of John McCain or any of these other people who are out here using the authority that they have as public officers to bring misery and suffering into the lives of all these millions of innocent people.
Mark, the first thing he would do would be to go to the Cornerstone Baptist Church in San Antonio and slap the you-know-what out of John Hagee. That's the first thing he would do. And then he'd move on to, well, Falwell's gone, but Robertson and all these other, LaHaye and all these other idiots, that's the first thing he would do.
Well, you know, I've been accused by many people of being a daydreamer of sorts, and I do kind of daydream about that. I always envision Jesus coming back and people like John Hagee and all these other guys coming up to embrace him as Judas did in the Garden of Gethsemane, and then them opening their mouths. And just about that time, I can just see Jesus raising his fingers up like Darth Vader used to do in the Star Wars movie, and he'd start choking them to death. Some people may find that sacrilegious, but you know, I think that Jesus was a just guy, and I think that when he talked about people who would bring any kind of suffering or scandal into the lives of young people, that it would be better for them that a stone be tied around their neck and then they be cast into the sea. I think that Jesus would be somebody who he would be a hands-on kind of an individual, and I share those sentiments with you, Jim. And gosh, I don't know what else to say. It's just so bad.
Listen, Mark. Compared to Judas, would be considered a loyal follower compared to Hagee and the boys. Let's face facts. They've had more than their 30 pieces of silver, so to speak. They've had it multiplied by gazillions and all these other people. And the McCains, he's no worse or no better than Hagee or any of the other boys. You sell your soul or you don't sell your soul. That's the name of the game. And they've sold their soul.
As usual. Jim, I can't think of a time that you've called in and said something that I did disagree with.
Hey, did you get my check?
I got your check, and it is sitting safely in a Swiss bank account where it's gaining interest.
I don't really care about that, but I don't want to get to California and not have anywhere to go is all I'm worried about.
I'm kidding, Jim. That is a joke. Anybody, you know, I always kid with people. I always say, they always say, aren't you afraid that, you know, like the Mossad or somebody's going to come and kill you or whatever? And I say, absolutely not. And they say, well, why? And I say, because anybody who would pull up my lane and see the house that I live in, they'd take one look at it and they'd say, there's no way that the guy we're looking for lives in this shack. And then they'd put their car in reverse and they'd back out and they'd go find somebody else. So
they look and they say, there's no way that man sold his soul, because people that sell their souls have something to show for it.
That's right. Well, I do have something to show for it, Jim, which is a wonderful wife and 8 wonderful kids. And I can sleep well at night knowing that I didn't act too badly the previous day. So I guess if I have to sell my soul, I'm going to sell it to the right guy.
And a word of caution for Mike, who I intended to talk to tonight, but BNC is indisposed physically again. He's got to get his butt out of Washington, D.C. That's like living in a leper colony and saying, damn, I don't feel too good. Hello?
You're right, Jim. You're right. And, you know, I keep bugging Mike. I even offered to build him a house here on our property. But we're just going to have to see. I think sooner or later he is going to get out of there, but it's going to be circumstances that just drive him from the place. But
Mark,
anyway,
I'll offer him a room in my house to get his butt out of Washington, D.C.
What's that?
I couldn't live there for 5 minutes looking at these phonies, people. You know, the whole city is a bunch of phonies.
I know, Jim. It is. It's a horrible place. What can I say? But anyway, Jim, I've got some more callers I got to get to.
All righty.
I'll talk to you soon. All right, we've got Ray from Texas. There's something, must be something in the air in Texas tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Ray, come on up.
Hey, Mark.
This is my good friend, ladies and gentlemen, this is my good friend, Ray. He is going to be one of the speakers at the upcoming conference, and I, for one, can't wait to hear him speak. You know, he spoke at the Barnes Review Conference last Labor Day, ladies and gentlemen, but unfortunately, I didn't get to hear him. I got there late, but when I got home and then the DVD was sent to me, and I went through and I was scanning and I came across this handsome devil from Texas named Ray Goodwin, and I listened to his speech, and dare I say, ladies and gentlemen, I think Ray gave the best speech of the conference, and it's because of that that I'm looking forward with particular interest to hearing him in 2 weeks.
Mark, I appreciate those very kind words. This fella Jim from Texas, I've gotten word from friends that listen that tell me Jim is in Corpus Christi, which is 90 miles from me. I mean, that's nothing, you know, and it's like I'm so looking forward to meeting that fella in the conference. But I've been listening, and you know, Mark, you started the show out talking about those folks that are complaining a bit or saying, why do you spend so much time on Zionism and this and that and the other? And, Mark, you just got to, you know, they're ignorant, and it's unfortunate, and I'm not trying to be critical and criticize these people, but they're in the dark. They don't understand. And I really got my dander up the last couple of 3 days about, number one, the treatment of the president of Iran when he was at Columbia University.
Yes.
Was shameful. And then today on the Internet, I've been getting these emails about this 85-year-old gentleman that was supposedly some sort of camp guard at Dachau that the Jews are trying to get deported. And, you know, and I'm thinking, when is this garbage going to stop? And when is enough enough? Now, our people need to know that Washington, D.C. is a nest of vipers.
Yes.
It does not represent the United States of America. What is happening is, Mark, that our country is a Christian country, a Euro-American country, but is being directed by a Jewish ethos. And everybody that sees this thinks that, wow, the United States of America, you know, they've got this mindset that is Zionist and whatever, and they are greatly mistaken because there are folks outside of Washington, D.C. who abhor the shoddy treatment given to people, the lack of decorum, the lack of respect, and it's Zionist-directed. And we are building up a tremendous amount of resentment over that. And let me tell you something. If people think that the United States of America is represented by Washington, D.C., they are greatly, greatly mistaken. Those of us out in the hinterlands are ready to strike back. We're fed up with this Jewish ethos. It is not our ethos. It is not our direct, our director. And yes, they tell us what to think. They show us. They control what we see, think, and hear. Therefore, they manipulate our opinions. But more and more people, Mark, are catching on to this dog and pony show, and more and more people are willing now to stand up and say, "Hey, you know what? Take it and shove it, buddy. I'm from Texas. I'm from Iowa. I'm from California. I'm from Oregon. I'm from Idaho, and I've had enough of your garbage, and we're going to take a stand." And
well,
I'm hoping
I hope so, Ray. You know, but the problem is, I know that you're a little bit older than me, and you see, your generation, Ray. I mean, it was a different, you know, it was in a class by itself in many ways. Now, my generation and the generations under me, and I don't want to sound too pessimistic here, okay? But I spend what some people would call an inordinate amount of time listening to the discussions that take place around me in public places. You know, I listen to what people talk about, the adults, the children, the teenagers, whatever. And it may be because of the region of the world that I live in. It may be because people just don't talk about things political or cultural when they're out and about. But, you know, and it may be different down in Texas. But in general, Ray, I mean, I don't have a lot of hope for the younger generations realizing what kind of cauldron that they find themselves in and doing anything about it. I mean, I hope that I'm wrong. I really do hope that I'm wrong. But and I hope you're right, Ray. And you know what? And I know eventually that day will come, Ray. I know that eventually that day will come. My fear is that by the time it does come, it'll be too late to do anything about it.
Well, you know, Mark, you and I are on the same page on a lot of things, and I certainly understand what you're saying and where you're coming from, and it's hard to disagree. It's hard to counter what you've just said. But I guess it's that old gunfighter instinct in a lot of us that we say, you know, our backs may be against the wall. You know what? In the history of my state, our backs have been against the wall against Mexico, in our revolution at the Alamo, at San Jacinto, and, you know, we bowed our necks and we said, hey, we draw the line right here, it goes no further, and with our resistance then we overcame, and over a period of years we prevailed. Now, whether we can or not today, I don't know, because I don't know if there's enough backbone throughout the United States to stop this garbage, but... Mark, all we can do, as you well know, is to keep plotting, hitting away, trying to chip into that dike, and have our conferences and try to spread a little knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, the time for educating, I think, is past. I think the time for firing up our people and like they say in football, give that a good old halftime speech and give that fire 'em up speech and say, hey, you know what, people, you're getting the short end of the stick here. And it's time you stood up and said, look, we're fed up with your directing our country. You don't represent us. You know, you represent a foreign element. Mm-hmm. And we've had enough. And we're going to draw the line, and that's that. And the only way we can do that is with our minute resources and our limited reaching of people is to keep plugging along. And thank God for you and trying to fix up this conference and for guys like Mike and Jim and other folks that call in. We chip away. We don't give up. And
you know what, Ray? I'll just add one more thing. The one thing that gives me hope is that I know that Jesus is looking over everything, and that he has got a very soft heart, particularly with people who come to him and they say, Lord, please help me out with this. I mean, think back to the people, you know, he fed 5,000 with a few fishes and loaves. When Lazarus died and his sister came to Jesus and said, you know, why didn't you come sooner? We know you could have saved him. And Jesus took pity on these people, and he used his powers to heal them. And I know that this can happen to us as a people if there are enough of us who are willing to humble ourselves before him and ask for his assistance. So I think that you've got the right combination, Ray. I think it's praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Well, hey, thanks, Mark. And I know I want to let you get to your next caller. But, you know, as you and I well know, Jesus said, you hypocrites, you Pharisees. Mm-hmm. And he was addressing the same bunch that has their foot on the necks of our people today.
That's right, Ray.
And so, anyway, thank you for allowing me my time here. And,
anytime, Ray. It's always good to talk to you.
I appreciate it, buddy. And God bless and the best to you.
You too. Take care. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have Jeff from Vermont. Jeff, come on up.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you. Definitely some good talks tonight. I guess some positive things I heard on the Bill Maher show. This guy named Bill Schreuer. I don't know if you saw it.
Michael Schreuer. Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Schreuer. Did you see that? What he said about Israel?
I heard about it. Yes.
Yeah,
very interesting.
Yeah, he says Israel's not worth one American dollar or one American life. And
yes, exactly.
And neither is Bolivia or anything else. But the point is that, you know, he said this in front of a good audience of people, and I don't know how many people watch it. At least a million, I bet. And
Well, which I think is the cat. This is the cat that we have got to let out of the bag, Jeff. Is that these wars and all of these other things that are taking place are taking place on behalf of a foreign country, that has attacked the United States on several occasions, a foreign country that has penetrated our political systems and has compromised it with bribery and blackmail. And so I agree with you. I mean, this thing with Michael Scheuer, I mean, this was a reason to celebrate, not the least of which is that people are willing to come out and to say these things. Hold on through the break, okay, Jeff? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Sit tight.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the final segment of the Piper Report, or something like that. I'm filling in for our good friend Michael Collins Piper, who's not feeling well. Anyway, Jeff, I rudely interrupted you in mid-sentence. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Yeah, Mark, I like your point of view. You chase right to the point. And I read that book, the Walton Mearsheimer, and you wouldn't believe how close Piper, all you guys are. I mean, if you guys, I mean, other than putting some more religious aspects and going to more pointing, you guys would point them more out. You know, you put the finger right on the issue where they just kind of brush on the topic of this mm-hmm. is AIPAC and, you know, JINSA and all these groups forming policy in America, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But the point is, you know, then the other day I heard Abe Foxman and Walt was on NPR, and Walt was first, then Abe Foxman came after, and Walt just, you know, put his position on, you know, AIPAC and the lobby in America. Then Abe Foxman came on. He didn't discuss any of what Walt was saying. He didn't discuss AIPAC's power, how much money they get, how, you know, blah, blah, blah. He just attacked Walt as an anti-Semite, David Duke, blah, 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 blah.
Of course,
and he
that's
looked
the
like
way
an
it
idiot.
Is. I mean, these people, these Jewish groups out here who, whether it's Foxman or whether it's Dershowitz or whether it's Deborah Lipstadt or any of them, you see, they recoil in the face of any kind of intelligent argument because they can't. You see, the arguments that they try to make, trying to say that this gorilla in the room, and it's not even a gorilla in the room, it's like Godzilla in the room, that it doesn't exist, you see, they can't make any kind of substantive argument. So they have to resort to name-calling and all the rest of this. You know, these people, they're just like Jesus said, they're just a brood of vipers, and they're nothing but just congenital, institutionalized, pathological liars.
It was third-grade mentality. Abe Foxman has a third-grade mentality.
Yes, third-grade mentality, yes. And see, that's the reason why, Jeff, I guess, the thing that strikes me about this is that they figure, and they probably, to a certain degree, they are right about this, that the American people are so dumb that that they know that they can get away with arguing at a third-grade level. You see, I mean, look, the polls suggest that the American people, that a good portion of them still think that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11, if we're to believe the polls. So this, you know, it is, I mean, these guys, it's just,
Once you figure it out, it's actually pretty simple. It's really not that confusing. It's not a conspiracy. It's not a cabal. These people are in government promoting their own policies, and they have a lot of money, and they have a lot of power. And I don't care who they are. I mean, they're Jewish. Yay, big deal. They're trying to promote a policy that I don't like.
That's
and,
right.
You know, and,
Jeff,
you know.
I hate to cut you off, but I want to try to get George up here before the hour's out. It's good talking to you again.
Thanks for
calling in. George from Illinois. Come on up, George. George. Curious George. St. George. George Washington. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't hear George, but I do hear that music, which means that, alas, our journey together is coming to an end. I want to thank all of you for helping me out with the show tonight. Thanks to John and Sandra Stadtmiller for their brave work at RBN. Hopefully Mike will be recovered by tomorrow, and then he will be with you instead of me. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for participating, and I will see you all out there in California in 2 weeks. Thank God, and God bless. Good night. With